depending on the time, also try to get through Karbano and Mishkava V'lo Hagazal, which are very, just a few quick comments. And then just also one quick comment on Tzinor, Lina Mikva, just the comment on, if I'm not sure if I gave it to you or not. If I didn't, just look at it for tomorrow if I don't get it today. And Chaku, on Kovu V'sov Chakaku, the comments of the Ravid and the Rosh, just like a few lines in the Shitu Kubetzes. The Ravid, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Peretz, on why the Gemara was bothered by Shini Hashem more than they were bothered by Shini Maisa. Just a comment on that. And then tomorrow, hopefully, I want to get to, we want to move more quickly now, the Samach Zayin base, the Samach Chesum base. I just want to run over the Shakavataria of Shana and Nishtarish Bechet. Again, it'll be recapping some of the things that we saw already, but in a little more context about Dalad Behei. But I don't want to spend more than a day on that. And then already on Tuesday, if possible, I'll bring in Marim Kamos tomorrow, but on Tuesday already, I hope we can begin the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan's halachas. That's already Samach Chesum Beis through Ayin Amud Aleph, and I'll give you the rest of the Marim Kamos then. But towards the bottom of Samach Chesum Beis, in other words, from because tomorrow I'm going to do Samach Zayinu Beis, Samach Chesum Beis. Gemara Rashi told us Rambam's. They gave you one or two things to look at. And then already on Tuesday, I hope we could start with Rabbi Yochanan, Gezev Lonis Yahshua Bailim. But that's starting from Mikadosh. Just go through the Shakra Vitaria first, Samach Chesed Beis, through Ayin Amud Aleph. Then there are three topics that we want to do in, you know, somewhat detail, but one is Rabbi Yochanan. That shouldn't go too slowly because we've already picked up a lot on Rabbi Yochanan. In other contexts, we're just going to put it together and add a few things, of course. The second big topic is Harsha. I'm not sure what order. I'll try to tell you the order tomorrow, maybe. Harsha, which is on Ayin Amud Aleph. And just a little also quick discussion of the definition of Gemar Din in different areas of Halacha. Tzei Tein Lo, Chayevata, Li Tein Lo, Ish Ploni Atazakai. That also comes up here on Samach Chesed Beis through Samach Tesamid Aleph, and then of course Derech Agav, there are a few other little things that come up, Chilul and Pidjon and things like that. We'll try to move as quickly as we can through that. Okay, getting back to Mitzvah Bava Veira, I just want to finish up with that first. Okay, so we discussed Rabbeinu Tam, we discussed the Re from a certain perspective, and we're in the middle of discussing a little bit about Mitzvah Bava Veira. How does Rabbeinu Tam, the Re, the Rajba, the Ramban, and our sugya, how do they fit in to the bigger picture? To the bigger picture. So, number one, in terms of the Re, as we already noted, according to the Ramban, one day in the Ramban in Kufi Dalet Amud Aleph, and one day of the Ramban on in Hanizakin, one could have interpreted according to the Re without resorting to Mitzvah Bava Veira at all, just on the basis of the principle that a korban without bailim at all is one which is pasul legamri. We discussed that already. And then the second day of Tosas, the second day of the Ramban in Kufi Dalet Amud Aleph, and Ramban in Sukkah seem to reject that and to equate that simply with the halacha that choser lishma or shinui kodesh, either shinui kodesh or shinui bailim is kosher, just that it's not ola lebailim l'shem chova. But obviously the first day of the Ramban is that a korban without any bailim at all, you know, just literally doesn't have the bailim, because according to the Ramban, l'shitaso yush v'shinu rishus leaves you without bailim. The kekdesh ends up with the animal, but there are no bailim. So no bailim at all is worse than shinui bailim. Now when you have a bailim, but the hakrava is done shalo l'shem bailim. That seems to be the two deos in the Ramban. That's an important kachim issue, in addition to everything else. You should also just note that Tosas in Sukkah has a parallel view. The formulation is a little bit different, though. Tosas in Sukkah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, when they ask the question, why do you need a limud, limute Sukkah Gezula, right, the Gemara says, Ahumi boile limute Gezula, when it comes to the limud, lecha, Sukkah Tasa Lecha, Shivas Yamim. So, So the Gemara, so Tosfos asks the question, what about the mitzvah of Avera? Tema, typically we shouldn't have mitzvah of Avera, etc. The high time of Pasin and Esrika Gozel. That's where Tosfos gets into this whole issue. Tosfos says, Yeshom, but the time of the mitzvah of Avera, lav daraisa, the midrabanan. Okay, that's one day in Tosfos. Miu kasha, mi perakan izakin, ka bechatas gzula shal noda l'rabim. It seems like these are daraisas. So what are you going to do with that? Elanira dahu da gozel basra, lav kiyush kidiyu di ikiyush vishinu yashem, di mikar karle mashra vahashta karle abarza. Ve'afagav da gabe korban nami ikashinu yashem, di mikar chulun vahashta hektesh, mikomoko mimait midachsiv karbono. Ve'kivin de kodem hektesh, lav shalohu, afagav de chal alav hektesh, machmas shinu yashem, the asti hashta, lo chazi lahakrava. Karbano b'shah shemakdish. So the this idea of the Ramban already has its echo in this Tosfos. So the formulation might be a little bit different. According to Tosfos, this could be based on Gzeras HaKasuv of Karbano v'lo hagazel. V'dichsiv Karbano, or maybe not v'lo hagazel, Karbano, kivin the kodem hektesh lav shalohu, afagav the chal of hektesh, lo chazi lahakrava debinan karbano b'shashem akdish. Okay, I'm not sure if that's the exact same halacha as the Ramban. The Ramban seems to be more halacha of the role of bailim in karbanos generally. Or maybe this is just the limit according to Tosfos. But this, you should just know this idea appears also here in Tosfos Tesamen Aleph. That's if you want to explain Shitas Ari without resorting to mitzvah baba avera at all. So you have the two formulations in the Ramban, and you have Tosfos on Tesamen Aleph, and some question whether they are exactly the same or not. Either way, it has to be compared to the halacha of lo'ol l'bailim l'shem chova in the case of shinui bailim. I say this may be worse. Maybe that's what Tosfos is also struggling to say. Not just the lack of any bailim, but the idea that, again, Tosfos thinks, again, there is one difference between Tosfos and the Ramban, let me make that clear, and that is that for the Ramban, it remains bili bailim, essentially. For Tosfos, and I think this is again l'shitaso, because we know the Bali Tosfos hold that either b'ayim ki echad, or there is kinyan, kind of kinyan menas l'haknos, or maybe even more than that, maybe a kinyan l'inyan davar zeh. So we know the Bali Tosfos in other places think that there is bailus. So that's why I think there's a little bit difference here. Lo chazi la krava debinan karbano mishashemakdish. For the Ramban, it's never karbano. And for the never the karbano or the gazlan anyway, talking about the gazlan. But for the Bali Tosfos, the issue is that it is not ever karbano, but it's not karbano mishashehikdish, and that becomes a psul hakrava. Okay. Either way, that's an important perspective. Getting back to the mainstream, but most of the Bali Tosfos of the opinion that even if you hold Yiyush Kedi Lo Kani, the problem will be one of Mitzvah Baba Avera. We've been analyzing what implications this has for Mitzvah Haba Baba Avera. So we began with Rabbeinu Tam, and basically what I wanted to show last time, but we just didn't get a chance to finish it, is that there are different formulations of what Mitzvah Baba Avera could be about, and some of them may overlap, and also they may overlap in terms of the additional criterion of accomplishing them, even if they're different. So let me just highlight the different ways for a minute, and then just speak about some of the details, just to elaborate a little more fully. Okay, so let me just to pick out the formulations first, the raw formulations, if we didn't have any other evidence to stick in, just to show you that these basically exist. Okay. The first is the idea of machmas, the mitzvah that is accomplished, machmas ha'avera. That's what we talked about in Tosfos and Sukkah on Lamed Omid Aleph. If we don't have to contend with the continuation regarding Tevel, then certainly we would have just said that this is what it means. The ladami legezel, the machmas averas hagezel, ba'a ha'mitzvah sheyotze bo. Avalhani, referring to Asherah, Atu machmas averas shenazispo minafik bay. So basically, like everything else, when you have a formulation, you need to know, you know, how to take it. And how much is a description of what is needed and how much is a contrast to that which is being excluded. So if Tosis is mostly interested in excluding Ashera, then the formulation doesn't have to, you know, be precise. The contrast is that Ashera doesn't contribute ki huzeh and is basically irrelevant to the mitzvah. Just a pure coincidence that this cheftza was used as an Ashera, and now you're using it as a mitzvah. That's all Tosis is saying. There's no connection whatsoever. But Tosis is not really focusing on the importance of there being a connection. Why is it important that there be a connection? That's of secondary concern. The main point here is that Ashera is a coincidence. But if we were not to take it that way, that would leave us with a lot of latitude and we could fit a lot of things in, as we'll explain. But if we don't look at it that way, it's not so much a negative formulation, an exclusion of Ashera, but it's a positive description of what is required, then certainly one could have walked away from this formulation, Delodami legezel demachmas averas hagezel ba mitzvah shiyotze bo. One could have said, if you didn't have to fit in any other evidence, that what it means is any time the avera contributes, facilitates, enables the mitzvah, anytime there's any contribution whatsoever, then it's a mitzvah babadeh. That's one formulation. Again, then you have to just figure out, did Tosis mean that? I say, or they mean the contrast? And how does that fit in with everything else? What I mean by how does it fit in with everything else? The continuation question from Tevel. This is really the criterion, so is Tevel really such a problem? Right, so as we discussed, Tevel is the derech of asiyas hamitzvah. If you eat to matzah shel tevel, so if you have a piece of tevel, and the only way to fulfill the mitzvah with this object is to eat it, so then you're definitely doing the mitzvah by going through, by first doing the avera. That's quite different than saying that that the avera here contributes, right? Because at least it doesn't contribute in the same sense that the Gezel does. So to what extent these two parts of Tosis are one is something that needs to be looked at. Does that mean we should just broaden the definition of machmas? Machmas means any contribution, even if it's not to achieving the cheftza in that sense. But now that there is Tevel, and the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is to eat it, so you had to go through the Avera in order to do the mitzvah. That too is a contribution, albeit of a different type. Or, again, the point more is the contrast to Asher. How would you fit in other issues, including how would you fit in Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? Do we know that this line in Tosis fits in with Tevel? Do we know that it fits in with Rabbeinu Tam, necessarily? Do we know that it fits in with the Ri? What does Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri hold about Ashera? Probably they exclude Ashera from Mitzvah Babavera, but not necessarily based on this precise formulation. So my point is, if you only have the Machmas formulation, one could have read it, one might still read it, as any contribution of an Avera to a Mitzvah. That would be very expansive in one sense. Namely, you might go so far with it as to say that even if there's no cheftza shel avera at the moment at all, as long as somehow the avera contributed to the performance of the mitzvah, even if it is long gone as a cheftza shel avera, maybe that too would be considered a machmas. Hence, the problem of sukkah eina gzula, right? Is it possible that sukkah eina gzula would still be a mitzvah haba bavera, even though sukkah and exula certainly means that there's no cheftza shel gozel at all? But let's say you did a maisa vera, assuming that there is a maisa vera when you steal karka, which many Rishonim think there is. So you did a maisa vera, and the maisa vera definitely contribute to your ability to do this mitzvah. So if all you need is machmas, and even the machmas is qualified, we'll get that in a second, so maybe that would work. Maybe that would be the expansion. Or the riff, right? We talked about the riff earlier in the year when we talked about Ben Bagbag, right? What happens if you steal a sefer and you do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by reading that sefer? So is that in any way, does that tarnish your mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So the Rif says, yes, calls it a mitzvah of Baver. Very strange Rif. Truth is, the Sefer is not the, it's hard to see it as a cheftza that's being used for the mitzvah, really. Let's talk about maybe a Sefer Torah and Torah Shebechsav, but Kriyas HaTorah, but if you're talking about stealing regular Svarim, Dvarim Shebal Pe Yata Rashoy Lekosvam, so you might say that the theft here contributed to your mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Couldn't have learned as well without the stolen object. It's hard to say that that would be the performance of a mitzvah with a cheftza shel aveira. Very hard to say that. Okay. In any case, these are some of the issues, and we'll elaborate a couple more in a minute. The Rishonim would think that I say there is mitzvah baba veira bekarka, even though it's not nigzelas. They may hold this way, and that is a view of some of the Rishonim, some of the Chachmei Provence, as we mentioned, and the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is an interesting tshuva, Tavshin Nun Ches. Part of his discussion about whether the Geish Yish Bekarka or not, we discussed it when we talked about that topic. So the Rabbeinu Simcha is of the opinion that Yesh Yish Bekarka Kamosha Yesh Yish Ba'avadim. However, Karka ain't an exalus, but there is probably a Maisa Veira. So he says, the su yesh mekayim in pirush Rashi the hacha amar l'Ravuna, the karka in an exeles afilu al yidei yeush haynu linyan mitzvah achmo Ravuna the raila davar mehagozel shiri b'mekom omed, and yet gozel shal chitin v'chulei ein ze mevarech ela menai tachinam mitzvah Ravuna afagav the yesh yeush l'karka Lidvar mitzvah achmor. Then he adds, and this is very important to me, but davar hanitlash mimenu lo achmor kulahai, ina mihacha achmor da atzrich shinu rishus. So this Or Zeruah holds that yesh yush bekarka, ein gzela bekarka, but there will be a mitzvah b'maveira. So what's particularly interesting is that he compares it to the Gemara in Agozel about bracha, in zemvarech eliminates. Again, we know that Gemara is a problem for a lot of Rishonim. The Baal HaMor will tell you that if there is something called mitzvah baba veira, it'll apply b'shinui kona as well. But we just don't happen to paskin mitzvah baba veira. But other Rishonim say that certainly it won't apply in that case. In any case. As we discussed, for the Baal HaMor and for the simple reading of that Gemara, if you believe it's a mainstream case and it's not just a special halacha and brachos, or that it doesn't mean what it says and it has nothing to do with mitzvah baba veira, like the Tshuva Sarajba said, or that it's a dichuya bialma, that it says it but we don't paskin that way or we don't accept it, if you take it literally and you say that there's no shame guzzle achar shinui, just like karka in an exelus, there's no shame guzzle, but in both cases there is a maisa veira and you got access to the object and therefore you enabled the performance of the mitzvah through an act of aveira at some point down the road. So in both of these cases, whether it be karka in an exelus or shinui kona, or maybe the Baal HaMor, as I say, the one problem with the Baal HaMor is that Baal HaMor's shita is that karka in an exelus is the only thing that the Baal HaMor thinks is not an example of mitzvah baba veira. But maybe that's because the Baal HaMor holds is not even in a maisa veira, not even a maisa iser. Maybe that's the pshat in the Baal HaMor. We're just not sure. We're not sure if the Baal HaMor's view is that, or the Baal HaMor's view is that you always need a shame guzzle, just that shinui kone, shinu rishus and yeush, hefker bez and hefker, all of a shame gozel too. We're just not sure which of those two conclusions to reach in the Baal HaMor. In any case, this equation between the Shinui Kone case of Bracha and Karkin and Ixelles in the Tshuva, the Arzarua, is very intriguing. And again, my point in the direction of a broader Machmas type of theory. So that's one perspective. I'm going to go back to the qualifications in just a second. So Svarim would be example, Karkin and Ixelles might be an example, La'achar Yeush, V'shinu Rishus, La'achar Hefker Bezin, La'achar Shinui Kone, La'achar Shinui Maisa. All these might be good examples of that theory. Okay, that's one formulation. The second formulation is the formulation of Cheftza Shel Aveira. In some respects, it's the opposite, but not total opposite, of the first. Not the impact or the contribution of an Aveira, of a mitzvah, rather, to the Aveira, of an Aveira to the mitzvah, sorry, but the performance of a mitzvah with a Cheftza Shel Aveira. Now here, in theory, again, if you I'm talking about the extremes for the moment. If you take it at its extreme, so there need be no contribution either. And maybe even a coincidental aveira vis-a-vis this mitzvah would be sufficient. Just performing a mitzvah, a davrusha b'kedusha, with something which is tarnished, which is stigmatized by having been subject to an aveira, where the shame aveira still exists, that in itself is a chisaron of mitzvah haba aveira. Okay, where do we find that idea? So that, number one, asherah, those who shonim hold asherah is a mitzvah haba aveira, will all agree with Tosis's characterization, the negative part of it certainly, which is that the fact that it's an asherah has absolutely no relevance whatsoever to the performance of this mitzvah. Didn't enable it, ki hu zeh. Just a coincidence. And yet, it's a stigma. A huge stigma. Right? No stigma better, worse than avodah zarah, obviously. So cheftza shel aveira in the use of a mitzvah is highlighted by asherah. What is the evidence on asherah? As we know, in the Bavli, just if you have the Gemaras and Mishnayos, it would seem that has completely different explanation Ketute Mechta Tshure. In the Rishonim, here and there, we have different Girsa, and the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, and so on. So that becomes an important issue. That also seems to be the perspective of the Ravid in Sukkah, as we discussed. The Ravid's rejection of Karka, which is Einan Ixelles, is based on the fact that there is no shame Aveira. There's no shame aveira b'cheftza. Again, we read it last time. I'm just going to read the words for one more minute. Kiva dekarkein in exelus. The ein aleha b'mitzvas shame gezula. Uproxiv ve'vesem gozul. The ein zu gezula. Meaning the shame gozel is paka, in the case of hefker bezin, hefker. Okay. So then he has ubin neschos ayishanim basvardim garsina beesrog beinyon binyon shel asher psul shen havalei mitzvah b'aveira uperusha the milsa. So he relates that as well. Details aren't always so smooth, but okay. Basically, Asherah or Karka, Asherah, yes, and Karka, Einan Ixelles, a no, would strongly point in this direction. Okay. And as I mentioned, that's how the Rav, it's the same in the name of Rav Chaim, that he read the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Yerushalmi asked the question, Kareh b'chamaso, why can you be Yotze, the mitzvah's kriya, if you're Kareh b'Shabbos? After all, it should be a mitzvah baba veira. So the Yerushalmi said, right, Taman gufa veira, hacha hu avar veira. So whatever that means, very, very... very much open to interpretation, but the Reb Chaim read it was Taman Gufa Avera. Mitzvah Bav Avera only applies when there's a Chefza Shel Avera, like a Davar Gazel. Right. Hacha, in the case of Kriya B'chamaso, there's a Maisa Avera, but it doesn't adhere in the Chefza at all. Yisur Shabbos, certainly Kriya, doesn't adhere in the Chefza. No such thing as Davar Karua B'Shabbos. Right? Too many words. You know, you just can't put quotations around them. He did a Maisa Avera on this Chefetz, but it doesn't leave a stigma in the Chefza. And therefore, that's how Reb Chaim suggested to read the Yerushalmi. I'm going to go back and qualify each of these in just a minute, but just to point out, I just wanted to point out the basic perspectives here. Okay. As far as our sugya is concerned, this also could work very nicely with Rabbeinu Tam. Because again, assuming that there is no Maisa Avera B'Shas HaMitzvah, or that the mitzvah doesn't in any way seal the Avera or accomplish the Avera, but what we have said is the reason that Yish, yes, and all the other Kinyanim no, is because the Shem Gazel B'Cheftza remains for Rabbeinu Tam. And I think that is the easiest way, not the only way. Again, possibly we could interpret Rabbeinu Tam in a machmas way as well, namely, it's an ill-gotten gain, you got this chefetz in this way. But then we have to explain the difference between Yish and Shin Yashem, which I already did on Thursday, and I'll just repeat again in a minute when I do the qualifying. But for the moment, I just want without the qualifications, so it'll be less complicated but clearer. This is the second perspective, the perspective of Chefetz Shel Avera. I think that this is also the pshat in not only the Ravid, but the Ramban. Again, the Ramban has different formulations, but the Ramban's, the ubiquitous formulation across the board in the Ramban, in all the places, is his emphasis of Chiyuv Hashava. Ramban says, as long as you are b'hachazer, b'omeid b'hachazer, then it's mitzvah ba b'aveir. Whenever it's only a Chiyuv Damim, then there's no mitzvah ba b'aveir. That's the Ramban. Question is, what does that mean? And what's the significance of whether there's a Chiyuv Hashava or whether there's a Chiyuv Damim? Okay. The Ramban says this in Hanizakin several times, and he says it here in Sukkah, and he says it also in Kuf Yudalid in Bava Kama. He says it several times. Uses the same language always. Ela damim. He repeats this in all the places. So that formulation, I think, works very well, this idea that there's a chiyuv, whether it's a chiyuv hashava or a chiyuv dami, in theory it could have been explained in one of two ways. That is, as long as there's a chiyuv hashava, there's a continuation, maisa, gzela. And therefore, it's only when you preclude the hashava that you complete the aveira. In theory, that could be one way to explain this idea. And I think that is probably the understanding, at least my instinct, of the Rajba. The Rajba, as he often does, sometimes will, working off of the Ramban, being a Talmud of the Ramban, you know, but being very creative and very independent in his own right, so sometimes, you know, he will adapt, he'll work off of the Ramban, but he'll adapt it to his own worldview. And I think that this sugya is a great example of that. As we've shown, the Ramban and Rajba seem to have very, very different perspectives on Yish and Shin and Rishus if we pay close attention. And again, last time we spoke about the Ri in terms of being Maktish and Boim Kiyachod, and why the Rajba never quotes the Ramban Sveikos even about there not being a Bailim for the Hekdesh, and on the contrary, each one I think mutually exclusive of the other. So the Rajba also quotes the Ramban's line about Amod V'Hachzer several times. But I think that the Rajba didn't necessarily understand it the same way that the Ramban did. The Rajba understood it more in terms of the continuing Maisa Gzela and the Gzela that is completed by virtue of the mitzvah. But the Ramban himself, I think, does not hold that way. In the end of the piece, the Ramban actually has three formulations. I'm just going to read them quickly. The one that I'd read is the most common, the chiluk between damim and the chiyuv damim and the chiyuv hashavas at the end. Earlier, the Ramban had a different formulation, which I thought was very interesting. Elishol and Elishol Elam mishu mitzvah ba'baveira. Shekiven shegazol hu biyado. This is also in Mechamos and Sukkah. Kiven shegazol hu biyado. Ein hekdesho mitzvah. Ela niyotzi. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mois gezel, etc. That formulation alone could have been interpreted to be saying, Kiven shegazol hu biyado. Ein hekdesh mitzvah. Ela niyotzi. The Aveira ruins the mitzvah. But I think, in light of the more ubiquitous formulation, and then I think the clincher is the third formulation of the Ramban, towards the end of the piece he says, again, when he's saying the very, very, very important hierarchy that we discussed of Kinyanim, as we mentioned, the hierarchy of Yish Lechud on one side versus Shini Maisa, Shini Hashem, and Yish and Shini Rishus, which especially in light of the Ramban's own Shita, as we pointed out, is very consistent but very important. My kasha, Dil Mishani Hasa, Mishu Mitzvah Babaver, Krabi Okan, the Shemamina Kim Chakana, Philip Yish Kedi, Shuv Ainbo, Mishu Mitzvah Babaver, Bain Somachom, the Shini Maisa, O Bishini Hashem, the Yish and Shini Rishus, Delesa Le Isure Beine Mamish. Etc. So this is the formulation, Delese Leisura Beine Mamish. In light of the third one, I think you have to read all three of the Rambans. Basically, I think they're all pointing in that direction anyway, just the third is even clearer. That the Ramban, like the Ravid, felt that Mitzvah Babaveira, at least here, close to what he says in Psachim, see in a minute, Mitzvah Babaveira depends on a Chafza Shel Aveira. And if it's Lesa Leisura Beine, which is another way of saying, it's not be'omeid v'hachazer, it's simply damim boi shlume, which doesn't mean shiur be'kinyano, according to the Ramban, which is another way of saying, to use an aveira for a mitzvah is niotzin. All three formulations of the Ramban point in the direction of chefza, shel aveira cannot be used le'mitzvah. So that, I think, is the Ramban. Three formulations here in Milchamos, in Sukkah, consistent with the, again, ubiquitous formulation in the other places. That's the Ravid. That is also the works well for Asherah, for the preclusion of Kakein and Ixelles, for one interpretation of the Yerushalmi, etc. Okay. Just to contrast it, there's a tshuva of the Maharam Rutenberg, also the Orzarua, Beis Shinvav and the Orzarua, Mem Dalet and Maram Rutenberg. They're both quoted in Likutei Rishonim on Sukkah, on Daf Lamed, that discusses the question whether or not in Mitzvah Babaveira we care whether or not it's Gezel Yisrael or Gezel Akum, which I think is a very interesting issue. Again, earlier in the year we discussed the question that even if Gezel Akum is Asur, it could be that there's no Chiyuv Hashava. It's a very prominent view in the Rishonim. It's Asur, but there's no Chiyuv Hashava. So it'd be an interesting question. So the Maram Rutenberg says, Mali shall Yisrael, Mali shall Akum. Either way, it's Gezel. So I think, though, on the level of Maisa Aveira, that may be true. If the problem is enabling the mitzvah Machmas because you did a Maisa Aveira, that could be the same issue, the same problem. But in terms of the shame Gozel B'cheftza, that might be a different matter entirely, especially according to the Ramban's idea that that is gauged, that is measured by whether it's omeid, in other words, omeid v'hachzer, or simply damim bo yishlume. Now, of course, the case of gezel akum is somewhere in between. It's not damim bo yishlume, obviously, and it's also not bahashava. So again, it might get back to the discussion we had, Reb Chaim, the Nesivos, and others, which is, gezel akum, does that mean that you have full kinyanim and it's yours? Or does it mean that there are no kinyanim either, or at least just because there's no chiyuv hashava, doesn't mean that it's lachem? Okay. So this question that the Maram raises, whether or not there would be a difference between gezel Yisrael and gezel akum, all I'm pointing out is that there are two issues. One is there a shem gezel bechefza in the case of gezel akum? Even if there's no lachem, is there a shem gezel, or is it just a ma'isa avera? That's question number one. And question number two is a mitzvah avera question. Does it really depend on chiyuv hashava, or does it depend on the fact that the other direction, that you have kinyanim? What about something in between, no hashava but no full kinyanim either? Is there a shame guzzel, in other words, or not? Okay, but that's the second formulation. In that formulation, we'll also have to discuss, is there a difference between cheftza shel avera and cheftza shel iser? The tabel question. Right on the surface, there could be. I mentioned Reb Chaim thought, at least the Rav once said, that maybe the answer to the tevel question is no, you need a chefza shel avera. Tevel's not a chefza shel avera, it's a chefza shel iser. You may be doing a ma'isa avera when you do the ma'isa mitzvah, but the chefza is a chefza shel iser, not a chefza shel avera. Okay. Is it so obvious, though, that if you take the chefza shel avera approach to mitzvah bab avera, that you would exclude chefza shel iser? That's a question to raise, and particularly if you want to argue that the Rambam really holds of that view, you might have to be a little more liberal on that issue. But that's already in terms of the qualifications, which I'll sum up in a couple of minutes. So that's approach number two. Again, approach number one, the Machmas approach. Approach number two, the Chefta approach, both of which have formulations, both of which I think have clear, extreme applications, and we'll get to the modifications in just a second. Yeah? Very good. And the Meiri has a question in the other direction, and that is, let's say the Gazan himself gets back the Chepetz after the year Shoshina Rishus, would there be mitzvah bav avera for that? Which is like, you know, one step even beyond. But very good. That could very well be. That's the Meiri in Sukkah has that suffix. Okay. The third formulation has to do with the confluence or the convergence of the mitzvah and the avera. Again, there could be a lot of details and qualifications here, but it is a different perspective. It's not the machmas of how did I get or how was I able to do this, you know, how did I get to this point? It's the actual focus on the mitzvah and the avera coming together. Now, in this, I think one also could take two opposite approaches. One is that it's the problem of the avera doing the mitzvah, the other the mitzvah accomplishing the avera. I think the best formulations of those are the Yerushalmi that I mentioned, this one in Shabbos and in the parallel in Challah. We just don't know what the words mean, but Om Rav Yonah, Hadodat Amar, Rav Yonah Amar, Ein Avera Mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Omar, a mitzvah avera. So again, we're just not sure. We don't know if they argue. And we're not 100% sure what they mean. What they sound like, and then you have the third one, which is also very interesting. Rabbi La, ela mitzvos, imasi yasan kimitzvasan, hein mitzvos, im lav, einan mitzvos. Okay. Sounds more like, again, a mitzvah avera, ein avera mitzvah, may also relate to the chefza. But either way, the point is that the difference in emphasis between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi sounds like, is this a problem in the Avera or in the Mitzvah? Is this a problem that Avera is being fashioned by virtue of a Mitzvah? Or is it a problem that the Avera is contributing or accomplishing the Mitzvah? Now, the truth is, I mean, we understand very well, both formulations, as opposite as they are more similar than opposite. I mean, in both cases, we're not worried about the Aveira. We're worried about the mitzvah. What? I think so. Again, some of the issues that we're discussing here, I mean, which contributes to which? We'll get to in just a second. But there are cases where maybe the mitzvah contributes to the Aveira, and other cases where the Aveira contributes to the mitzvah. Do we say it in both ways? Even in our little formulation of our sugya right here, we have differences. We'll get to the Ritva in just a second. But I just want to point out that conceptually, obviously we're really concerned about the purity of the mitzvah. We're not worried about tainting the Aveira. Right? So the real question is, are we worried about an Aveira, you know, are we worried about the role of the mitzvah? The mitzvah is somehow undercut by being a contributor to an Aveira? Or are we worried about the mitzvah, which is done, right, by means of an Aveira? Those are opposite, but they're both about the mitzvah. Yeah.
Right, in the first tzad, I don't think it's so much a concern about the mitzvah being tainted as much as it is a concern about the number of Aveiros in the world. The way that I saw it formulated was...
What does that mean, the number of Aveiros in the world?
The way I saw it formulated was is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu...
Saw it formulated where?
In Sdei Chemed.
Okay. In the name of? Sdei Chemed is an encyclopedia.
I forgot. Yeah. He has a 40-page thing, which I glanced through.
Right, it's encyclopedia.
Right.
It's a wonderful encyclopedia, one which is... You know, always a pleasure to look at, but it is encyclopedia. Yeah, go ahead.
Reches Mem Klal Ein Zayin. He has a nice papaya there.
Right.
So he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reduce the number of Aveiros in the world, and he's willing to be mevater on a mitzvah. So if the mitzvah contributes to the Aveira in such a way that if there's no mitzvah, then there's no Aveira, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, okay, there's no mitzvah, and Mevila, there's no Aveira. And that's the reason that there's a concern.
Okay, it's definitely not the way I was presenting it. I'm curious to see who says it. But it could be. It's possible. But I think it's, you know, if you read the, let's put it this way, if you read the Ritva, that's not the impression that you get. And the Ritva is the one who, you know, who is the strongest advocate of this view, as we know. So, again, the formulation, again, in the Rishalmi, just to point out again, you should have both in Aveira mitzvah or in mitzvah Aveira. Okay, Ephraim has a suggestion that we're worried about Aveiros, but maybe, again, I'm not dismissing it. The Pashtus, I think, and certainly the Ritva, it's all about mitzvah. So the question is, mitzvos, meaning this is all about the standard for performance of mitzvos, or it's about, you know, the unacceptability of a mitzvah ever being a contributor to an Aveira. Is it about the method of achieving or a kiyum a mitzvah which doesn't allow for any kind of taint or stigma? Or is it about, let's say, the uncompromising positive character of mitzvos themselves such that they cannot in any way have adverse impact? That's what I'm suggesting against that idea in Stechem. But you look up, tell me who it is. I'm very curious. Right. Now these are two formulations that we have here, and then again the Rabbi Ila, imasiyasan kimitzvasan, the method again of performing the mitzvah. In terms of the Rishonim, what we have here is the most explicit is the Ritva. Again, the Ritva relating to our problem of Yesh Vishinui Hashem and Yesh Vishinui Rishus. So the Ritva has several formulations. We've alluded to them already. Just pays to quote them for a minute. The Ritva is very, very consistent on this. Yeah.
Can you just combine the last one? Meaning, it's enabling Aveira thereby.
Means both. It can refer to both.
Right.
Could be. I don't know. It's hard to know what the relationship is. It's hard to know what they're arguing. They're all talking about different sides of the same coin. Or there's two arguments, or three arguments. I'm not sure. I just don't know. We're all speculating. Just because we're speculating doesn't mean that they aren't meaningful formulations. I think they clearly are. And they may have inspired Rishonim to take different views, which is why I think it's important, even though we can't pin them down. But you're absolutely right. And when I get to in a second, I think the Rambam, you know, we can go one of two ways in the Rambam. We can say the Rambam really doesn't believe in very much in mitzvah b'aveira and just uses it as a melitza b'alma. Or we could say the Rambam, you know, maybe based on the Sirushalmi, was incredibly, flexible, and felt that, you know, this any tainting, any stigma, whether it's, you know, in the accomplishment of a mitzvah or in the impact of a mitzvah, is just unacceptable. And he was just, you know, based on this Rishalmi, he thought you don't have to look for a single definition. That's, what we're trying to show is that some Rishonim, and I'm trying to show the range today, have very different views of mitzvah b'aveira, and they will limit it. They'll say it doesn't apply unless it's chefta shel aveira, unless it's machmas, unless it's b'shas asiya, whether it's the you know, the mitzvah contributing to the aveira, or the aveira being an important part of the mitzvah, and it won't apply in other cases. The Rishonim are trying to explain why we only find mitzvah b'aveira in such limited circumstances in the Bavli, you know, to try to explain the Yerushalmi's chilukim, if they are chilukim, right? Again, I didn't get a chance to look at it, but Noah claims that the Shibalei Aleket took the line of the Yerushalmi straight and says you can't eat matzah, which you did a Rosh Hashanah. And what's the difference between Korea B'chamasa, by the way?
He doesn't really do the one because that's why it seems obvious.
Okay, so, and what I'm saying is basically, that would be an example of really tremendously expanding.
Should we talk about the opposite, right? Because some say that the hotel is a tzeruah.
Okay, right. Yeah, we're not talking about bishul here. Right.
Right.
But yeah, 100%. Right. If anything. Right. So I'm, what I'm saying is, well, I guess you can't be mavash with the matzah anyway. Because, you know.
All right, sure.
Yeah. But anyways, so what I'm saying is, but the formulation is very important. So, but for those Rishonim who are very, very, even just identifying groups of Rishonim and Poskim, so the ones who are very expansive and the ones who are very, very limiting. Okay, so the ones who are very limiting really think that Mitzvah B'Aveira has very specific meaning. The ones who are very expansive may seem Mitzvah B'Aveira almost like a meta halachic principle, which is, you know, mitzvos are ideal performances and they have to be accomplished in an ideal manner. And they have to be untainted in terms of their impact. And anything that compromises that you know, it's a kima mitzvah is a very delicate thing in terms of its objective, and therefore it's easy to derail it. So then they will say, well, you know, ein avera mitzvah, ein mitzvah avera, ela mitzvah sematziyasan im lav ena mitzvahs. And I think that they will eschew this idea that, you know, it only means this and only means that. They still might have some limitations, obviously, and I'll get to that in a second, some qualifications, but they would be inclined to accept more than one definition because for them, it's this idea of tainting the ideal performance or function or objective of the mitzvah, which is kind of a meta concept rather than a specific psul. And I think maybe you have to say that. You have to say one of these opposite things for the Rambam, as I'll get to in a minute. But getting back to the formulations. So this, of course, is the formulation of the idea that a mitzvah cannot be indispensable to the performance of an aveira, and if so, that is unacceptable from the mitzvah's perspective, right? Not the other way of interpreting. That is the Ritva. All right, the Ritva says here in Sukkah. Second. Okay, well, I'll just give it. He says it again and again, but Mishum Hachi Mitzvah Mishum Mitzvah B'Aveira Sheha Mitzvah Goremes Kinyan Zeh V'Hotza'asa Mirshus Nigzal. Adam brought to my attention the other day, right, that the Karban Eidah, I didn't get a chance to look at it. The Karban Eidah says that's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. And when the Yerushalmi says Taman Gufa Aveira, Hacha hu avar aveira, what he means is taman gufa aveira, means when he, how does he say it? When he eats the chevetz, it's yirish, and that's the shinu, that removes a hashava. So that is the maisa aveira. The maisa aveira is accomplished or completed by the mitzvah, as opposed to here where, you know, one has nothing to do with the other, it's done already. So this is the Ritva, Shamitzvah Goremes Kinyan Zeva Otsiyaso Mershus Nigla. It's a Maisa Gzela, or Siyum Maisa Gzela, which itself is an important idea. Is the removal of the Hashava an additional Gzela? That's an issue that we've discussed several times. Just one more second, in context of Tav Rishasya and other things. This will be the formulations, and I'll take a question. V'leikanam Mishum, then later on in the same piece, V'leikanam Mishum Mitzvah Baveira. In a certain other case, Dar'ein HaMitzvah Misayas Bekinyan. And then again, in the next piece. Hakanya biyush vehekdesh lemitzvah. And then in the piece after, lamed aleph from aleph. B'shetokef eskaver ba'otzim b'sukasay Rabbi Lazar. Sava karkin in exelis b'sukas she'ulahi. In lem yotzei b'sukas she'ulah. Rabbanan savri anam yotzei b'sukas she'ulah. Hikshu betosis mikol makom. Kivet shetok b'chaver ha'ika mitzvah baba veira. The tirates the law minim mitzvah baba veira. Ela b'davar shubali ratzos k'gon korban shofar v'lulav. Get back to that. The reason that throwing a guy out of his sukkah is not a mitzvah baba vera is only because mitzvah baba vera is limited to these mitzvahs. It doesn't apply to sukkah. And the footnote person notes there's no such Yerushalmi. But ulamatz gzula, there is a Yerushalmi. Mishum mitzvah baba vera, kinikasim na'asam. Aval nacham dahacha kivin delo koni la klal. Uber shusei demara isa because karkin and exelas the ain ha mitzvah most siasa mershus bailim lo chashiva mitzvah baba veira hareu keilu haisa sada the al magzula bershuso minachefta shalaveira shafa bishaveira biyado in a sukkah nifselas bekach. This is the Ritva's way of saying it's not chefta shalaveira, it's maisa aveira al yedei ha mitzvah. And that's what he says also later on. Again, miukashali typically mishum mitzvah baba veira kol hechad lo koni le mekami mitzvah to have a gazel hoikah mishum mitzvah baba veira. Haynu mishum mitzvah baba veira. Again, the same formulation. He repeats it, and also here one other example of it. He has miu enu nifsal lo midin lachem lo nifsal baba veira. And here's where he gives the explanation. Shebekdushas hamitzvah, who kona osa v'otzia mershus nigzal. That's the problem. Lefikach ein leratzon l'ashem. Aval kol she'en hamitzvah misayeh v'kinyan v'en hamotziyasa mershus nigzal en hanifsa l'karban. Which is his way of saying there is a chefetz shel aveira. There is a kashar aveira shel biyado. Okilu gazal chefetz acher shein apostle mitzvah zu. So here, it's very clear that he rejects what I'm calling the Ravid, the Ramban, the Asherah example. He rejects that whole school completely, explicitly. And for him, everything is about the continuing aveira, which is accomplished through the medium, through the vehicle of the mitzvah. And what's wrong with that, according to the Ritva, is ein l'ratzon l'ashem, when a mitzvah is misayeh, and aver shebekdushas ha-mitzvah, the kedushas ha-mitzvah is undercut by having this this result. The opposite formulation is the one which is probably more common. Again, that's the one, if you wanted to seize on one line of the Ramban only, in the Mohammedan and Sukkahs we discussed before, would be the idea that not that the mitzvah enables the Aveira, but that the Aveira contributes or accomplishes, actually, the mitzvah. And that, too, that would be the opposite formulation, not ein mitzvah Aveira, but ein Aveira. An Aveira cannot contribute to a mitzvah. But again, that's the standard of the mitzvah, not the... The Machmas approach doesn't require that there be any Maisa Avera B'shas, any Maisa Avera B'shas Maisa Mitzvah. The Machmas approach is just a...
This is just
a more stringent Machmas. What? Or it has to do with... Or it's a psul in the Maisa Mitzvah or the Maisa Avera, as opposed to, you know, a more, I guess, more of a Tamei Mitzvos idea that, well, you wouldn't be, it's an ill-gotten gains and you can't do it, you can't use it. What?
It's more
yeah, it's more Tanai in the Maisa Mitzvah than the Maisa there. Okay, now, having said that, so let me just pull it back just for another minute. I should also say that the Balei Tosis, as we discussed, in the context of our Sugya, the Ri always emphasizes the case being one where the mitzvah completes the kinyan. But as Yoni pointed out, Right? He doesn't mention the Aveira, he says Kinyan, and also as Noah pointed out correctly also. We're just not sure whether or not the Re is trying to explain that it isn't coincidental, and it isn't therefore kind of inconsequential to what's going on here. In other words, the Re is really struggling to establish relevance, or like the Ritva, the Re's formulation is one which intends to accentuate that the mitzvah being Messiahim or Mashlim, the Mashlima, the Aveira, is the Mechayiv itself. In the Ritva, I think it's perfectly clear. In the other Rishonim, it's not so clear. It's not so clear at all. Okay. Now this idea of the this last idea, I should also say, of the Aveira being doing a Maisa Aveira B'Shas HaMitzvah, as I say, is the way that some people explain Shitas HaRamba regarding Matzah Shel Tevel. As we mentioned, the Rambam Shita is that Matzah Shel Tevel is Osur, you can't use it to be Yotze Dei Chobas Matzah. That's the Rambam in Perek Vav Chobas Chametz. So you have to use the old Rambams for this. Not for this part, but. Ah, but anyway. That's going here. Perek Vav Chobas Chametz Halacha Zayin. Ena de miyotzi dei chavasa b'achilas matza shehi asura lo kagon she'achal tevel o maisa rishon. And here it says o shegazlo. It also is a question. Matza shehi asura lo ze'achal kol shem v'varchan al b'rchas hamazon yotzi b'nei chavasa kol shem v'varchan al b'rchas hamazon inch dei chavasa. This is a very mechudash Ramba. Okay. And as we noted earlier, the Ramban, who holds like the Rambam on Yisachal Lisa, which is what the Gemara connects it to, actually concludes that Matzah Shel Tevel Yotzei Dechovasa B'Matzah. Okay, that's one Rambam. Then there's the Rambam also on Hilchos Lulav, which I also mentioned, Perek Zayin, Halacha. The Rambam doesn't say Mitzvah B'Aveira, though. The Ramach says Mitzvah B'Aveira. Pirush Mishnayis in the Darim says Mitzvah B'Aveira. Here the Rambam actually connects it to Birchas Hamazon. I personally thought it meant something different. Perek Zayin, Hilchas Lulav, Halacha Zayin. Kamenoto mehen lulav echad asar gechad shnei badei arava shlosha badei hadas. Emratzal hosif hadas kadei shnei aguda gedola mosif benoyim mitzvahu. Vasharmin imei mosifin al minyanem vein gorin vim hosif al gara pasol. I'm reading pasol, there are two girsels, kosher and pasol. The reason I'm reading, I always prefer the pasol is because, I don't really prefer pasol, but the reason I think it's better girsa is because you have lo sigra and lo sosif here, and lo sigra certainly should be possible. Okay, so the question is, and that's what the Ravid says: why is this possible? After all, lulavain tzarach eged, so ha'iluchu dekoy ba'iluchu dekoy. Why don't you just say he's overall botosif, but he's yotze yedei mitzvahs lulav? So some people give the answer. The Rav used to give this answer in the name of his father. Now, this is an example. This is one of the proofs for the idea that even though Zekeli van Veyu is only a chatchila, that sometimes it can transform the performance of the mitzvah. And this would be an example, because it's not just a nicer, shinier esrog or a shinier lulav, a greener hadas. We're talking about the method of performance of the mitzvah, whether you're doing it, min, or, right, lekachtem, L'kicha kiachas, as one cheftza. So the idea here is that if you, even a lulav ain't tzarech eged, but since it's a mitzvah and a mufkar, when you do it, you make it to one cheftza, and therefore you don't say hai l'chud ekai v'hai l'chud ekai anymore. You have to coordinate with the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says hai l'chud ekai, but that's not for now. That's one explanation. Another explanation, I think the Rambam also suggested this once, certainly the other Achronim do as well, is that the Rambam here is operating with the principle of mitzvah haba. Ram holds that the Baltosif, it is Baltosif, through this here, it's only Baltosif because it's a mitzvah. So it wouldn't be Baltosif. So the Baltosif also makes it, undercuts the mitzvah as mitzvah haba, as mitzvah haba b'aveiru. There are those who, this is why I have this Rambam, there are those who suggest, I think Rabbi Zalman Meltzer certainly understood it this way, probably others as well. I think you don't have to read it this way. None of the Rambams have to be read this way. Per Gimel Halacha Beis, in Hux Kriya Shema, Ein Korn Lo Beis HaMerchatz, Lo Beis HaKisei, Af Bish Ein Bot Zoav, Lo Beis HaKvaros, Lo Beis HaMeis, Tam Hirchik Dalet Amos Min HaKever, Muta Likros, Chomi Shakar B'Makom Shein Korin Bo Choz of HaKorin. That's the Rambam says, if you say Kriya Shema in a place which is Ein Aroi, you have to repeat the reading. And that could just be that the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim isn't just any mitzvah, and it's not just a L'chatchila, but the which I think is a very powerful idea, the place in which you articulate Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, or if it's an appropriate place, so that undercuts the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. What kind of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim? It's not just you know, there are conditions for a mitzvah. In this particular mitzvah, it's part of the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim is to have the proper respect for the commitment. And you undercut that, minei obey, if you do it in an improper place. That's how I would have read the Rambam. But there are those, including Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, they say, who reads the Rambam as saying, no, this is a mitzvah haba b'aveira. Anyways, the what ends up being, if these are all examples of it, and there may be more, I mean, again, the Rambam also has in Shofar, but in Shofar, as Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that ain't b'kol din gezel. That's the reason why Shofar Gozel is, it sounds like otherwise, let's say the mitzvah had been tkia rather than shmia, then we would have said mitzvah ba'aveira. Okay. So again, that's because of chetza shel aveira, or because somehow a confluence. There, I think it's a din of chetza shel aveira, but either way, certainly the first three examples, if they are mitzvah b'aveira, and each one is disputable, one could argue that this is an example of the convergence of mitzvos and aveiros. Okay, having said that, so let's take a step back. So we have four perspectives here. Three broadly, and the fourth, well, let's just keep it as four. The truth is that even if we accept these four, we might qualify them. And qualifying them makes things more complicated, which is why I wanted to establish in the extremes that each one exists and some examples that express it, either formulations or examples or both. Qualifying complicates matters, but it also may be more accurate in terms of understanding individual shitos rishonim. Even if you take the machmas perspective, the idea of qualifying in the first two cases in particular is that how far do you go with it? Any machmas and any chetza shel aveira? On the machmas level, in other words, you know, it's how far will we push it? And what do we exactly mean by it? Now, let's say according to does a machmas require a shame gozel b'cheftza, is essentially what I'm asking. As we might say that, you know, even if the mechayev or the posel of mitzvah b'aveira is not the cheftza shel aveira, but unless there is unless it's nikar, put it this way, that you know, this is where it came from, the ill-gotten gains contribution is unacceptable. Okay, but if you're not staring it in the face, I mean, it's so buried, then even the machmas doesn't exist. In which case, we might want to limit it. I said that might be the Balamor's way of limiting it, or other people's way of limiting it. To cases where there is some sort of a shame gozel. If you wanted to interpret Rabbeinu Tam as being a machmas person, despite the fact that he obviously is mechalek between Yeush on the one hand and Shinu Hashem Shinu Maisa and at least Hefker Bezen Hefker on the other, you might have to say something like this. It is a machmas halacha, but it still has to have a shame gozel, otherwise there's no machmas. Machmas what? Machmas this that's staring you in the face. So it isn't the chetza shel aveira, and therefore a chetza shel aveira alone is not going to help you like asherah. But the machmas has its qualification. By the same token, What about a machmas like? What about a machmas like Hevel? If you wanted to read the continuation of Tosas, that would be another question to ask. Machmases that really contribute directly, or machmases even on the Maisa level. Right now, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah with this object is to eat it. That's a machmas too. So these are some of the qualification questions if you hold machmas. By the same token, even if you hold chefta shel aveira, do you have to accept asherah? Or you might say, just like similar to what we just said, phenomenologically similar to what we just said in machmas, maybe the only chefta shel aveiras that disqualify are chefta shel aveiras that are shayach to this particular mitzvah. A chefta shel aveira, which is a total coincidence, isn't considered a chefta shel aveira vis-a-vis this mitzvah. The chalos shem chefta shel aveira, in other words, is something which is qualified by its relationship to the particular mitzvah in hand. So if I have an asherah, no one will deny it's a chefta shel aveira, but since it has nothing to do with the particular mitzvah of lulav, etc., so I dismiss it. But a chefta shel aveira that is connected, that is significant in the context of this mitzvah, is possible but Torah is chefta shel aveira. So just as in the first case, the machmas case, we were wondering about do you need a shem aveira like what about karka shenin exeles, what about shina shem shinimaisa? So too, even if we take the chefta shel aveira approach, we might want to exclude things like ashera or tevel for that matter, which are completely irrelevant. What is going to be the criterion for chefta shel aveira for the shame persisting? It's also going to be a question, as we discussed. Is it going to depend on hashava? What about things that have neither kinyanim nor hashava, like gezalaku? Okay. And tevel, as I say, will be a huge issue, whether that is considered naf vechefta, it's a chefta shel isur, but not a chefta shel aveira. Is that going to be a problem? If we take the chefts approach, there's another issue that we have to contend with in terms of qualifying. And that is, how do we define the chefts shel aveira? Till now we're talking about what kind of any chefts shel aveira or a chefts shel aveira that's relevant and somehow chalos to this mitzvah. Okay. But another question, what role does this chefts shel aveira have to play in the context of doing the mitzvah? Does the chefta shel aveira have to be the chefta shel mitzvah? Or is it sufficient that it be something that is needed for the kiyum mitzvah? Here's where you get to the question of?
Shofar and old.
Excellent, shofar. Ein b'kol din gezel, the Rambam was trying to say that if the mitzvah of shofar was bitkia, so then the shofar would be the chefta shel mitzvah. If the mitzvah of shofar is shmia, then the chefta shel mitzvah is the kol. And this is a particularly interesting issue in light of Reb Chaim's Ha'ara. Reb Chaim has explained that even if you hold the mitzvah of shofar is shmia, no one will deny that the maisa mitzvah is tekiya. I'm not sure whether this is true or not, but that's Reb Chaim's to argue. Reb Chaim has explained that the argument between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, when the bracha that you make is on the tkiya or the shmia, isn't really a machlokas about the role of tkiya and shmia and shofar. That's Reb Chaim argued. But rather, it's a machlokas nochos brachos, because everybody will agree that the mitzvah of the maisa mitzvah is b'tkiya, and the kiyama mitzvah is b'shmia. I think that could be demonstrated that there are Rishonim who certainly don't hold that way, that it really is a machlokas about the role of tkiya and shmiya, but I think it's an interesting ha'ara, and it needs to be revived in a different way for other rishonim. The point is, if there really are different components of mitzvos, there are the maisa mitzvah, there's the chefta shel mitzvah, there are conditions in the kiyama mitzvah, when we speak about this second category, mitzvah bab aveira, as it did in chefta shel aveira, to what are we referring? And this would be a great example of it. The truth is that the Ritva, just once more a second, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah disagrees with the Rambam, even though he agrees that the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is B'Tkiyah, not B'Shmiyah. And nonetheless, he says, nonetheless, it doesn't matter, it's a mitzvah of Avera. Now that could be because he holds that it doesn't depend on the Hefta Shel Avera at all. Maybe like the Ritva here. We'd have to see if that works out. Or it could be that the question is, even if you assume Chafza Shel Aveira, but Chafza Shel Aveira affecting what component of the mitzvah? The Kiyum HaMitzvah, how do you define Chafza Shel Mitzvah? By the Maisa? By the Kiyum? Which of these areas or issues do we care about? And that is very important for Sukkah. Because in Sukkah, right, we have the Sukkah, we have the Schach, which certainly is the Chafza Shel Sukkah. Then we have the Tfanos. So there could be, it's a debate among the Rishonim, exactly what role the Tfanos play. Again, Chaim thought that maybe that has to do with the Machlokas and the Rambam and the Rush regarding the question of the question of Mukta, limits Vaso, etc. Is that Machlokas about the role of Tfanos or the role of that particular Halacha? But certainly there's a lot of evidence to say, Rashi certainly says it a lot in Sukkah, that the Sukkah is the Schach, the Chafza Shel Sukkah is the Schach. Tfanos are required for the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but not more. So let's say you have, on the issue of Sukkah Gezula, you know, let's assume you get away for a moment from the problem of Karkin and Exiles. Let's say a Gala, a Svina, stealing a Schach, stealing the Tfanos, does it make a difference? If one really is in the Chafza Shel Mitzvah and the other in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that would be a very important question, a very important issue to pursue. Does it make a difference whether or not the Guzzel is in the Dofen or in the Schach? I should also add that the Meiri has a very wild Shita, where he says, in Sukkah, he says, you know why there's need for Gzeres HaKosov, Sukkah Gzula, and there's no Mitzvah Bava Veira? He says, because in the end of the day, you're just sitting in the sukkah, but you're not really sitting on the schach, you're not touching the schach, you're not touching the tfanos, you're sitting in the kark, and you're surrounded by the sukkah. He says, that's not a mitzvah baba veira. It's a wild meiri. I'll tell you what I think it means in the comments. Yeah, you had a question?
Yeah, the way I understood it, I mean, the meiri says that it's that
he quotes the Yerushalmi. It's a wild shot in the Yerushalmi. He's the same called in Gaza.
He's saying the sukkah is not really a chetashul mitzvah at all. So
right, I don't believe it, because it's not true.
It's like a kipaso, just like the yotzei yeshiva, but it's not really the
right, so I don't think he means that, because I think it's just too radical. You're correct. You might explain it that way. He does compare it to the Yerushalmi in Sukkah, which makes a chiluk between Sukkah and Shofar. He absolutely does that. The question is that because the old Sukkah is... It's hard to say that it's not a Chafza Shel Mitzvah, even the Schach is not a Chafza Shel Mitzvah. Is that what he really holds? That it's all just a method of Kiyum HaMitzvah? Maybe. That's one possibility. Or he just didn't understand that that's what the Yerushalmi meant regarding Shofar and Sukkah. And for him, it's all about, you know, a certain Pu'ula Sagar. It's interesting. Normally with people, you know, in Drush, people say, but not just in Drush, that you know, Sukkah is unique as a mitzvah because it includes the total person, right? The total body. It's the only, especially a Shein of a Sukkah. So the in a way, the Meiri is saying that, but twisting it around. In other words, you're sitting and the Sukkah's around you. The real idea is, no, the whole, every aspect of you at the same time is being the kind of mitzvah of yeshiva basoka. But I think it may have to do more with a certain view of mitzvah baba veira, which I'll get to. I just have to finish in 1 minute. Was there another question? But you may be right. And then he does quote the Yerushalmi. Either he means that sukkah is unique in that there is no chafza shel mitzvah at all. That's what the Meiri has in mind. Or, like what I'm saying, which I'll get back to, which I think is the opposite of the Rambam from a different point of view. Opposite parallel to the Rambam. But this is the line, just... on page 97, Gezel Ayetz and the Sichach Bem a Mitzvah Baba Veira. He Ancharisa the Dor Dor Shemidu Shalom Begazan Atzal Bekech Menegat El Shanira Li Shasuka Any Yotze Begufa Ubekarka Olam Hu Yoshev El Shasuka Makifaso Bekol Shekana Ein Bamishu Mitzvah Baba Veira Af Berishon. Again, if the whole point was a Machmas idea, of course this is Avalula Begufa Hu Yotze. I mean, with the Chafza Shel Mitzvah, but Roy Legalgal of Din Mitzvah Baba Veira came Masha Amru But Talmud Marav, ma bein lulav l'shofar, lulav begufo yotze, shofar bekolohu yotze, ein bekol din geza. So again, this is a question of how what he means by that. You may be right, or he means what I'm saying. I'll have to get back to that point. Either way, the point is that how you define chefta shel aveira and its role in mitzvah when there are different components like tefanos and schach, and we're suggesting for the Meiri here, he has something else in mind, is going to be an important issue. And it's an issue in shofar, in shmiya and tkiya. It's an issue in sukkah, tefanos and schach. And it's going to be an issue in other... And take the svarim of the Rit, right? What role do the svarim play in mitzvah b'aveira? Hard to say that that's a chefza shel aveira in terms of this mitzvah. Say, certainly if you're talking about Torah Shabbat Peh, what I said before. The facilitating way makes a lot more sense from that perspective. Okay, I'm going to have to stop here. I'm just going to spend another few minutes tomorrow just summing up also the question of, is it a Daraisa, is it a Drabana? I want to speak about the Rambam for two more minutes. Again, look at the Rambam, Isurim, Mizbeach, I told you, Hey, Zion and Tess, and the Rambams that I mentioned already. And okay, so tomorrow we'll start with this, and then we'll continue with Karbanov Lagazel, Mishkavov Lagazel, Sinor Shechakaku, and then Shana and Mishtaresh Bechet.
I have to say either the idea that it's like a more that comes from the carbon, in which case it's still in the gavra, more than even bigger than
that. I think in a moment you can say that. I don't know. Would you say that in a situation where you're talking about a lokeach?
That would be a svar to exclude a lokeach from mitzvah b'aveira.